Youth is a young life plus curiosity minus understanding. This is Instant Inspiration, Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California. Anthony Brooks made this wonderful statement. Youth is a young life plus curiosity minus understanding. What he was trying to say here is that young people have a lot of curiosity and they have enthusiasm, but they don't necessarily have the wisdom and understanding that comes with years. However, the wisdom and understanding that comes with years is not always a beneficial thing. Many times, people who are wise and understanding don't move because they think they want to consider it first and decide whether it's really beneficial, but meanwhile, the opportunity is gone. This is what happens so often in our life. We have the opportunity to do great and wonderful things. We have the opportunity, for instance, to go and be in a monastery. We have the opportunity to go to a school. We have the opportunity to be with our friends. And sometimes we're just too busy. We have too many things to do. We have other parties we want to go to, and we make a decision. We have three parties we're invited to tonight. Mm-hmm. One party is to play cards with our folks and their friends. Another is to go and hear a lecture on extraterrestrial beings. And another is to go and sit with a friend who is having a little difficulty in their life and asked us to come and lend them a little moral support. Now, from our point of view, the latter would be the former. That would be the one we'd choose, the one where someone needs a little guidance, a little love, a little support as they're making a decision in their life. The other two are just fine too. But you see, what is it that sparks us? If we go and listen to someone telling about extraterrestrial beings, we're hearing someone else's point of view of what we already know. Inside of us, we already know all these things. We already know where they are, who they are, where they come from, what they're doing here. We already are totally aware of this, and someone else is merely confirming that for us. Or we go to a party, and we play bridge, and we play cards, and we sit there with these people who want to play cards. Now, I have nothing against playing cards. I played cards with my mother and her friends many times. But when I would play cards with them, we would forget what we were doing because the conversation got so interesting. I would cause them to ask questions about different areas, and our conversation got so vital and loud too that the other table said, "Aren't you playing cards over there?" You know, and we weren't. We were in the middle of a discussion. We were having a wonderful time. And now, when the person comes along who is suffering a problem and wants a little guidance and a little of understanding, there, what do? We don't give them guidance. We don't give them understanding. What do we give him? We question him as to what it is he wants to do. We say, "What would you like to have happen here?" You say that your mother is on her deathbed and she hasn't made a will, and all the kids are saying they want this, they want that. What should you do? Well, you just say to yourself, "Mother has a will. You don't know it, you don't see it, but it's there. It's there. Mother's not a dum-dum. She's made out a will, and she just didn't tell you about it. And it'll turn up as soon as it's time for it to turn up, because it's in an attorney's hands that you don't even know about. Because your mother doesn't tell you everything." Now, you say, "Well, you're just making that up." That's right, I am. I'm making that up because it's true. You see, if whatever you expect, that's what you get. Now, if you're so concerned about the rest of the kids clamoring after mother's goodies, why are you concerned? Because you want certain things and you don't want them to take it from you? You see, in that respect, if you were to just say, "Hey, take it. Take everything you want. You know, anything that's left over, I'll either take home or put in the trash or whatever, you know. But take whatever you want. And you know what happens?
You've got it on.
Every time. They don't want that junk. They don't want those things. They don't fit in. They want it when they can't have it. But the minute they can have it, they don't want it. And so then you get a big trash truck and you take the few items that you might want and get rid of the rest. Your mother lived very comfortably with all those things, and they were meaningful to her, but they're not meaningful to the homes that each of you have. But the moment you agree with your adversary, then the fight is over. Then the children are no longer arguing. I know in my own mother's case, there was discussion as to what was going to be done with her furniture and stuff. And I said, hey, just do whatever you want. I ended up with most of it. Not that I wanted or didn't want it, but I ended up with most of it. You see, when you don't want it, when you don't need it, when you don't claim it, you just let it be. Then it just comes back to you 100-fold. Well, young people understand this far more than we know, and we don't give them credit for it. But they have the curiosity. They have the joy. Well, Grandma, what are you going to do with all that stuff that you got there? Who are you going to give it to? And she says, well, what would you like? Oh, I don't need anything. But thank you very much, you know. Perhaps Pop would like this, or maybe Mom would like this, or Aunt Lizzie would like this here. And Mom says in her deathbed, you know, well, I really don't feel like giving it to him. Well, what are you going to do? Well, son, here's my will. Now, when it's time for the decision to be made on where things are to go, you just bring it out and hand it to the lawyer. Me? Me? Sure, you. Well, Grandma, you're the most wonderful lady in the world. You believe in me. Now, what kind of life is that kid going to have? What would happen if he misplaced the will or something like that? No big deal. No big deal. But he won't. You see, his enthusiasm, his young life with its curiosity to know all these things, brings him into place to do a lot of things. I was surprised at my sister's house as I was visiting there. We were talking about our former neighbor, Mr. Kunmich. And Mr. Kunmich is the one who gave me that car, the Hubmobile. Well, Mr. Kunmich died, and my sisters were older than I, and they were thinking of marriage and stuff. And so they bought his bed. And I was sleeping on his bed while I was there, but I didn't even realize it. But here there's that old bed that they had, and they bought it from him. Now, we were just talking about him and thinking about him and Aunt B and the rest of the family, and next thing you know, here's that bed. Now, you see, when you talk about things, you don't know what doorways are going to open, what wonderful things are going to be revealed to you of things that are going on in your life. It's amazing. It's really amazing. And the same with this here. Youth is a young life plus curiosity, but they say minus understanding. Well, I have a feeling if we were to let our little children, young and old, as long as they're young people, if we were to trust them and believe in them, they would show us more understanding than we could have ever dreamed about. And I think that this is more the truth than fiction. And I would like to see each of us believe in the young people of today, starting with ourself. I love you. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Yeah.